Other Five presents Mr. Santos Ortega in Make My Name Clean.
Watch your step. What floor?
Penthouse.
Penthouse?
Yeah, why?
Nothing. You're the passenger.
Say, what's with this apartment building?
Something wrong?
I don't know. But those four doormen I had to get past in the lobby, they had the manners and looks of a bunch of bit players in some old Humphrey Bogart movie. And friend, I can just tell you never went to charm school.
Decent building needs protection nowadays. You never know what kind of creep's going to walk in off the street. Penthouse. That's the buzzer over there.
Oh, thank you. And goodbye, pal.
I'll wait.
Charming. Angela.
Oh, Mr. Felton, you did come.
He okay, miss?
Yes, thank you, Max. That will be all. Please come in, Mr. Felton.
Wow, the lady's for real. Pink and soft and for real.
Mr. Felton...
What's with the Mr. bit? The name's Harry, remember? Oh, baby.
No, please, not here.
Oh, now, baby, is that a nice way to act? I mean, this date was your idea. What's the matter, your husband home?
I'm not married.
Well, then...
Please, you must have misunderstood me last night.
Oh, yeah? Listen, Bright Eyes, I'm a busy man. You know how many clients I left dangling this afternoon to make this scene? Come here.
No!
Oh, nuts. Well, bye-bye, Missy. It was short, but sweet.
Don't let him out, Max.
Hey, look, let go of me, you big gorilla.
You stay, see? Like the lady says.
Cooperative help you've got in this building.
I'm sorry. Mr. Felton, last night when I met you in the nightclub, it wasn't an accident.
Oh?
My father sent me out to attract you, to get you to come over here today.
Nice daddy.
He's my father, and I love him very much. What can I do? He wants to hire you for a job.
Look, sweetie, you tell him I have an office and a telephone. I'm in the yellow pages under public relations. Now, get that slob away from the door. I've got a busy afternoon ahead of me.
Please, you can't go. Papa is dying.
Well, that's his problem.
He's going to make you quite a proposition. The retainer is $1 million.
What? IOUs or play money?
$1 million. I'm serious, Mr. Felton.
Yeah, well, I always dug serious young ladies. What's the assignment?
He wouldn't tell me. He's waiting for you in his bedroom. This way, please.
Well, nice layout you've got here. You should lease it out for the next Army-Navy game.
My father does things on a grand scale. This is his room.
Anna?
Papa, Harry Felton is here.
Press agent? Okay. Let him come in.
Please remember, he's very weak.
They say I have the perfect bedside manner.
Felton, over here by the bed. I can't talk so good. Sit down.
Okay.
What's the matter? You don't recognize your face? Brave boy like you? What's the matter? You look so sick you don't recognize a face?
What is this?
Shut up, I tell you. Nobody recognizes me. I got kind of thin like this past year. See? I tell the truth. I got 4 months left, see? Bright boy doctor tells me I only got 4 months.
Papa, no. What the doctor said...
I know what he said. It's a lot of double talk. Comes out I got 4 months to live, see?
Papa... Oh, Papa.
Okay, honey. Why don't you fret?
Look, folks, this is very touching. You're getting me right in the heart.
Shut up. I'd like... tell the bright boy who I am.
No, Papa, it's not safe.
Tell him. He's got to know.
Louis Calvin.
You? Calvin?
You familiar with the name, bright boy?
Sure. Louis Calvin. Yeah, I should have recognized you from TV.
I was fatter then.
I watched you for 3 solid weeks when you testified before that crime investigation committee. Louis Calvin. King of the big boys. Drugs, vice, extortion, shady real estate, loan shark.
You're talking like a press agent.
This explains the welcoming committee down in the lobby. But I thought you
were... You thought I was deported. But I undeported myself. I come back to die.
Why?
That's my business. You think it's easy for a famous punk like me to get back in the States? Even just to die? The truth is, it'd be easier to sneak in on a barge load of uncut heroin. Not that I'd know about any barges like that.
Papa, you mustn't excite yourself.
Yeah. You're working for me, bright boy.
I think maybe you've got the wrong bright boy.
Get that snooty tone all of a sudden. I don't want nothing to do with Louis Calvin. Cheap pump press agent thinks he's too good. And let me tell you, bright boy, you're no rose neither. I got the rundown on you. Angela, hand me that notebook there.
Yes, Papa.
There you see? Harry Fulton. Age, where he was born, school, everything.
Hmm?
Army record. Dishonorable discharge.
Where did you get
When I get back a month or so ago, I start asking around. Who's the best public relations punk, I ask? Who's the brightest boy? Who gets the job done? What am I twisting a few arms? Who don't care if his hands get a little dirty? And your name keeps turning up like a rotten apple. So I put a couple of my other bright boys out of you and come up with this notebook. To continue. Married twice. First wife divorced you. Second wife a lush. You never see her. 11-year-old kid in LaGrange Military School named Richard. And some other interesting names. Pages of them. Politicians, businessmen, movie stars, working girls.
Give me that.
Look out who you're grabbing from, punk. I may be dying, but I'm still Louis Calvin. All I gotta do is wiggle this pinky and he'll hurt anybody else's chop me.
Listen, you don't scare
Sit
me.
Sit down. Shut up.
Papa. Papa.
I'm all right. Leave me alone, will you?
I'm sorry.
All right. Bad boy, let's get down to facts. Here's this $1 million. I got it in a bank in Zurich, Switzerland, under the name Gregory Taylor. You play ball with me. You're Gregory Taylor. I said $1 million, bright boy. And no W-2 form neither.
$1 million? Tax-free?
I see. I touched on one of bright boy's favorite subjects.
And what does playing ball with you entail?
Make my name clean.
What?
Before I die, make my name clean.
Your name? Make the name of Louis Calvin clean?
Why not? You're a bright boy, press agent. That's your job, ain't it?
Well, there's a limit to what even a press agent...
What limits? Stop snowing me, will you? You bums are the greatest con artist ever lived. You can sell the suckers on anything or anybody.
You're dreaming, Mr.
Listen. When I first come over to this country... Back when I'm a kid, 1910, 11. There's this punk owns half of everything. I mean, what he had back then makes what I got now look like peanuts. Tycoon, he calls him. Cute name. Tycoon. Everybody knew what he really was. How he made out by grinding people under his heel by the hundreds. His reputation makes mine look like Santa Claus, get me?
Yeah, but...
Shut up when I tell you. But all of a sudden... It starts to change. He became a benefactor. A wise old man of wealth and good deeds. The sucker started to love him. And you know why? Because he hired himself a bright boy like you to make his name clean.
Make my name
clean.
How can I do something?
Tell you another story. We owned half a singer once. Sang like an angel. But inside he was so twisted up and sick. Made you feel crawly just thinking about it. Big star, everybody loved him, and why?
Because we had a bright boy follow him around like a street cleaner after a parade. We made his name clean, see? Make my name clean.
Why? Why is it so important to you?
Because I'm going to die.
So?
I'm afraid.
You?
Yeah. I don't want to admit that. I tell you the truth. I'm afraid. Because I've done some things. I'm afraid the way it makes people hate me. I'm afraid to die with all this hate hanging over me. Make my name clean. Please. Make my name clean.
Goodbye, Mr. Calvin.
Wait a minute. Punk. Would you turn your back at me like that?
Papa, where'd you get that
gun?
Shut up.
Sit down, Rabbi. Sit down. I just told you to stop. I never told anybody. Now make up your mind. You're working for me. You ain't working at all.
Felton, honestly, I didn't realize you'd gone this far.
Sit down, Brett boy. Or I'll blow your highfalutin brains right out of your head. Sit down!
Your offer's so charming. How can I refuse?
Look at Bright boy, will you? Playing the cool. Oh, you Brett boys make me laugh. Inside your guts, you could turn to cool ash. But outside, you play it cool. Give me a laugh, see? Listen, you Bright boy punk. I'm telling you, make my name clean. Louis Calvin is telling you to make his name clean.
Papa, put that gun down, please. Please.
You don't need a press agent, Calvin. You need a priest.
Priest? I go with a priest, too. Wave his hands around, say a lot of words. Bright boy priest ain't gonna make my name clean.
It's not your name, Papa. It's your soul.
Soul, don't make me laugh. What soul's got to do with anything? Who sees souls nowadays? It's your name. What's on the outside? That's all that counts, the suckers. The outside, eh, Brad boy? You tell her. Ain't that right?
You're calling the shots.
Right. Louis Calvin always calls his shots. Okay? You wait for me. I want to hear it from your mouth. You're my own private bright boy.
I'm your bright boy.
All right, Papa. See, he's working for you. Now, please give me that gun, please.
Oh, for crying out loud here. Okay, bright boy. Let's get down to facts. Now, look. Well, I see this way. I got 4 months, not much time. Now I got myself a good con artist working for me. And you start right away, today. You start getting stuff written up about me. Nice stuff, see?
Mm.
Like about all the good I'm doing with my dough. Only how nobody knows about it. Makeup stuff. Who's gonna know? Orphan homes in Europe, that kind of stuff, see? You start conning the suckers out there, and they start buying. And they start to say, maybe that old Louis Calvin, maybe he ain't such a bad guy, they say. Heck, has my life been perfect? Nobody's perfect, see? And you start putting funny things in the papers. About the funny way I can't talk so good. I become like a lovable character, you know? I got this all figured out. I've been laying here day after day in his bed, figuring it out. And he start digging me. You get it? The sucker start digging Louis Calvin. We kind of into digging Louis Calvin, get me?
Yeah, I get you.
That's what you think. You ain't had the payoff. We're after the biggest sucker of them all.
Biggest sucker?
Will you shut up when I tell you? I've been thinking about this. Laying here day after day. Listen. And all them suckers out there are conned. I'm whispering their nose on them. And I'm getting ready to croak. We make a big sloppy thing about it. You know. The poor helpless slob, just like you and me, bravely facing death pit. Huh? You get me? We got them all so conned. These suckers out there. We got them all so conned. And they start feeling for the cavern, see? They start feeling for him. Maybe they slip in a prayer or two for him, see? This is what makes the whole beautiful thing work. When them poor suckers out there starts praying for Louis Calvin, then we're really getting close to the biggest one of them all.
You want their prayers?
Yeah. Yeah. They gotta pray, see? That's the kicker. They pray. They pray. And who hears prayers? Him. He hears all them little suckers praying. He hears all the suckers on earth praying for Louis Calvin. Because in their prayers, we got them all saying the name Louis Calvin over and over, see?
Papa, you've got to stop.
Now, let me alone. I know what I'm talking about. I tell you, I got it all worked out. I got... All you got to do is follow my plan. Now, get the picture. All those suckers praying their stupid hearts over Louis Calvin, right? It's just got to have some effect on him. Right? As you see, only it's a priest when we get all them suckers down on their knees. Praying to heaven like that.
Papa, stop. Stop talking like this. It's blasphemy.
Don't listen to her. What is she now? Don't listen to her, Brad boy. Because you know what I'm getting at. When he hears all them suckers praying for me, he ain't gonna know it's a con job. He's just gonna hear them prayers and he's gonna... He's gonna... Look, he's gonna maybe let me cop a plea. See, if I even had a chance with him, I wouldn't be so afraid. See, I'll make my name clean. Make my name clean.
Papa, stop. Mr. Calvin, you must leave.
Shut up. Right, boy. Don't let him grab you. Don't let grab you where it counts. You tell any punk press agent you'd ever got a job like this. You tell me any punk press agent you'd ever got paid $1 million. To con God.
Papa.
Mary.
No, you don't know what you're saying.
$1 million.
Out of your mind.
To con God. But Louis, Calvin.
Mr. Felton, you must leave. You must get out of here.
No. You stay.
I'll see that he doesn't harm you. I have the gun, you see. Get out. Get out while you can. Next to the elevator, the back stairs. Use them.
You'll be safe,
I promise.
Don't you dare leave this room.
Calvin, I never thought these words would pass my lips. But may God have mercy on you.
Come back. Come back here.
Papa,
come back here.
No, you mustn't. You're too weak. Get back to bed.
I gotta stop him. I gotta, it's my only chance.
Papa, let me help you. Let me help you back to bed.
Let the Brad boy out. He's my last chance. Don't let him out.
Felton's gone, Papa. He's gone. And Max can't hear you.
Let me out. The phone. I gotta get the phone. Call my boys. Get his kid. Get Brad boy's kid. Out in that school. Get Brad boy's kid.
Papa.
Then he'll come back. Then he'll crawl back to work for me.
No, Papa. Get back in bed.
You point that gun at me. You point that gun at your own father.
Go back to bed. Please.
You give me that red
hand. Papa. Oh, Papa. Sorry.
I'm so afraid.
Papa. Oh, don't die yet, Papa. I know you're dying, but not yet, please. Desk. Sammy. Get me St. Anthony's. Yes, the church. I want Father Dominic. Papa needs him. Now.
Mr.
Theater 5 has presented Make My Name Clean, written by Romeo Muller, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Santos Ortega, James McCallion, Joan Loring, and Peter Carew. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.